It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
What's up, KC? It's Hollywood Brown. Catch the play-by-play all season long with Mitch, Danny, and Clean right here on your home of Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
KFNZ FM and AM, HD1 and HD2, Kansas City, an Odyssey Sports Station.
Less than a day. That's all we've got until divisional round coverage of the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Houston Texans. At stake, a seventh consecutive trip to the AFC Championship game and a potential matchup against one of the biggest rivals the Chiefs have had in the Mahomes era in either the Baltimore Ravens or the Buffalo Bills. We're going to spend the next 3 hours talking about it here on After Hours on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Logan Weber here with you. Got a producer in the chair. Second day making things happen. A fellow Bearcat, excited to be here with you. And we've got so much to get to on tonight's program. We're not going to have any guests lined up, at least not via, you know, a pundit or a writer of any kind, at least as of right now. So it's just going to be the two of us here in the studio, as well as our text line. So feel free to send us some messages, 913-586-7965. We're going to have plenty of time to chat with you guys throughout the course of the night. So let's get things started with some of the big news of the day surrounding the Kansas City Chiefs. And let's begin with one of the bigger storylines for the Chiefs, and that is Joe Tooney officially will be the Chiefs' starting left tackle for tomorrow night's or tomorrow afternoon's game against the Houston Texans. There was a lot of conversation this week about, was it going to be Joe Tooney? Was it going to be DJ Humphries? Because Tooney, of course, he's a natural left guard. That's what he's played for the majority of his career. But he's been phenomenal in his four starts at the left tackle position this year. He has yet to give up a sack in that role. And I mean, didn't give up a sack at left guard either. But him moving out to the left tackle spot has shored up a lot of things for this Kansas City Chiefs offensive line. And in doing that, it has allowed Mike Caliendo to kind of slide in and play that left guard spot. Caliendo is a guy who was an undrafted free agent from Kansas City back in 2022 and reminds me in a lot of respects to some of the guys in years past that we didn't hear a lot of conversation about, who, or at least shouldn't say we didn't hear a lot of conversation about, but we didn't see a lot of on the field productivity from, that we heard a lot about outside of, you know, in the media, whether it was Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid talking about it. You know, it reminds me of what it was like with Andrew Wiley for a few seasons there before he started. You know, it was like, hey, this Andrew Wiley guy could provide you some good things and this and that and the other. And he comes in and fills in and plays that right tackle spot and really shored up a spot that the Chiefs had a lot of question marks around and was a hugely beneficial piece in helping them win that Super Bowl 2 years ago against the Philadelphia Eagles. Maybe Caliendo can fill that role to some extent. He was a two-time first-team All-MAC performer at Western Michigan before going undrafted, being picked up by Brett Veach and the Chiefs, and has been with this organization for several years now, right? He was undrafted free agent in 2022. He was a part of both of the Super Bowl teams against the Eagles in 22 and the Niners last year. And then, you know, re-signed with the team this past offseason in March of last year and has filled in that left guard spot with Tooney getting pushed out to left tackle and has done the job. And I'm sort of the opinion that, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? I mean, yes, I understand that you signed DJ Humphreys for this express purpose. You brought in a former Pro Bowler in DJ Humphreys out of the Arizona Cardinals, who had fairly good years. And I really don't think that was necessarily a bad signing at the time, right? You had an opportunity. You were witnessing injury issues and lack of productivity from Wanye Morris. And, you know, Sua Mataia was just not quite there yet in his development. He needs a little bit more time, does Kingsley. And so you go out and you get DJ Humphreys, and he's still a little bit banged up. He needed a couple weeks to get himself ready to go. He starts a game and it doesn't go all that well, and he gets injured again with the hamstring issue. And you throw Joe Tooney out there, and it seemed to kind of correct a lot of these issues. I understand the desire to put DJ Humphreys out there and let Tooney slide back to his natural position at left guard. But now's not the time, I don't think, to be making a move like that. If you go out there against the Texans and Tooney struggles for some reason, or even Caliendo struggles at left guard, and you want to revert back and you want to put Tooney back at the left guard spot and then slide DJ Humphreys to left tackle where he naturally resides and was a Pro Bowler a few seasons ago, then so be it. But I think for the time being, with what you saw in the back half of the season with Tooney playing left tackle, that is the better one. Taking a look at the text line, in 913 says Nick Allegretti, that left guard from last year during the playoff run, is a good example. And I agree. Allegretti was the name that I was trying to think of one off the top of my head, but I could not recall. And I think, you know, Hunter Norzad is kind of getting a little bit of that attention right now. The rookie late round draft pick, I think that he's sort of getting a little bit of that treatment. We'll see if it happens, right? I mean, look out for Hunter Norzad 2 or 3 years from now to become some, you know, random afterthought who becomes an integral piece of a Chiefs Super Bowl run here in the next few seasons. But let's hope that Mike Caliendo can be that guy this offseason for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and I mean, anytime, I mean, we mentioned kind of pre-broadcast, we were talking, I'm a Patriots fan, so I think one of their biggest mistakes was letting Tooney walk. And he's, in my mind, going to be a Hall of Famer. So it's just one where, you know, his natural position is left guard, but if he's working at left tackle and that's the weak point right now, and to credit one of the text line they were talking about, give the Texans some credit. They do have some really good pass rush. Mm-hmm. Will Anderson coming off the edge, great example. And they disrupted Justin Herbert in last week and got him to throw a lot of interceptions, partially due to the front end of their defense. And, you know, so that's if you like Tooney at tackle, and tackle, honestly, left tackle is probably the more valuable position to have a better player at. And I think that's where the Chiefs kind of mind is at.
I agree. And yeah, you mentioned that text line message from a 913. Florida Kevin says, can I get one Kansas City fan to take the Texans seriously? They have a pass rush that could disrupt the Chiefs. That one-headed monster this game may be closer than you think. And I don't necessarily disagree. I think that the Texans should certainly be taken a little bit more seriously than they have been. And yeah, the pass rush of the Texans has done some good things this year. These two teams played 3 weeks ago, and the Chiefs gave up one sack. So, yes, while I agree with you that the Texans do have a solid pass rush, this Chiefs offensive line is one of the best units in football and has gotten better now that you've got Joe Tooney out there at left tackle. With Jawan Taylor more than likely going to be lined up one-on-one with Will Anderson for most of the afternoon, as well as Tooney, now solidified to play the left tackle spot, lined up with Danielle Hunter for most of the afternoon, the former Minnesota Vikings All-Pro, I don't mind that matchup in its entirety for the Kansas City Chiefs. I really don't. And yes, they forced some difficult situations out of Justin Herbert, who threw four picks in that game against the Texans last week. You're not going to get Patrick Mahomes to throw four interceptions in a game. You're not going to. I don't know if Mahomes has ever thrown four picks in a game in his entire NFL career. I don't know off the top of my head if that's true or not, but I cannot think of a single instance where he threw for four. Frankly, I can't think of any that he threw three in a game. Two, yeah, he's done it. But to see Mahomes throw four picks in a game in the playoffs, I don't see the likelihood of anything like that. I am very interested to see what the Texans do in their secondary, right? Because Derek Stingley is, in my view, he is the best one-on-one cover corner in football. Give a ton of credit to Pat Surtain II as well, because he's a phenomenal corner. He really is. But Derek Stingley was the better corner of the two this year, right? I think Surtain was the better guy last year. That's what I love about the cornerback position in the NFL, is that it constantly is this revolving door of who's the best cover corner in football, right? It was Richard Sherman for a little while. Before that, it was Darrell Revis, and then it was Josh Norman. And then, you know, it's constantly evolved over the years. 2 years ago, it was Sauce Gardner. As a rookie second-year player, was the best cover corner in football. Prior to that, it was Jalen Ramsey. All of those guys are still playing football. Like, that's the wild part of the game of football, is Stephon Gilmore at one point was one of the best cover corners in football, or the best cover corner in football.
I was going to say, give respect to Gilly Locke right there.
All those dudes are outside of Revis, right? All those guys are still in the league to some extent. Maybe Josh Norman isn't anymore, but the rest of those dudes are all in the league, and it's just that it's constantly evolving with corners. What do the Texans do with Derek Stingley? Because if the Chiefs just had DeAndre Hopkins, or just had Xavier Worthy, or just had Hollywood Brown, then Stingley could probably just shadow that guy for four quarters, which is something that I think the Chiefs may do in a lot of respects to Nico Collins tomorrow. However, the Chiefs have all three of those guys, along with, you know, contributing pieces in Juju Smith-Schuster, in Justin Watson. And then you got to contend with the tight ends, with Travis Kelce and Noah Gray, who's really come into his own this year and really begun to solidify himself, I think, as the heir apparent whenever Travis Kelce decides to hang it up. Not saying that he's going to do it after this season. I know there's a ton of conversation about that right now. I'm just saying Noah Gray has really, really fit the mold a little bit more this year. The guy, you know, the fourth or fifth year pro at a Duke. I just don't know what you do with Derek Stingley. Do you just leave him on one side of the field, the one that he's most comfortable on, and try to get him to shut down a third or half the field with his ability? And then, you know, you leave the other two thirds or the other half of the field for the other three or four DBs that are on the field, depending on the formation. I don't know. I really like the way that this Chiefs team is built right now. I honestly do. And Isaiah Pacheco is now back fully healthy. That Texans game, I believe that was his first game back from the injury. And Hollywood Brown did not play in this game the first time around either. So, you know, getting those guys back, or I shouldn't say that Hollywood Brown didn't play. That was his first game as well, was against that Texans team. So getting both of those guys back and acclimated and running a little bit, DeAndre Hopkins, certainly, you know, the snap count controversy is now no longer looming over him at any point in this playoff run. I think that the sky is the limit for this Chiefs team. We were talking about it on this show last night. I think that this is as well-balanced a Chiefs team going into a postseason run that I've seen as a Chiefs fan. which I know isn't saying, I mean, that's not a lot of longevity, right? I'm only 26, 27 years old nearly at this point. But, you know, in those early Mahomes years, the offense was great and the defense lagged behind. Last year, the defense was great and the offense lagged behind. Now I look at this year's team. This is another top five defense in the National Football League. And now they're even more healthy than they have been at particular points this year. Jalen Watson officially activated off IR today, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. Chris Jones had a chance to rest last week and the week prior to that, and he's healthy and ready to go. So I think that offensively, defensively, this Chiefs team is as set talent-wise as they've ever been to go out and win a Super Bowl. Yes, I'm not going to sit here and try to say that, oh, the Chiefs have nothing to worry about with the Houston Texans, because they were really impressive last week against the Los Angeles Chargers, especially defensively. But this Chiefs offensive line, I believe, is better than what the Chargers had with their front five, although Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt are two of the best young bookend pieces at tackle in this league. But I look at the interior of this Chiefs offensive line. I look at the two running backs they've got in the backfield with Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco, two really reliable tight ends, three outstanding wide receivers with a couple more that are really good contributing pieces as well. And then solid defense at every level of the field. You've got one of the best interior defensive linemen in the game of football in Chris Jones. You've got George Karloftis, an emerging edge rusher. You've got Charles Aminihou back healthy, an emerging edge rusher who has really shown where his effectiveness lies after he came back off the ACL injury this last couple of weeks of the season. Nick Bolton is as healthy as he's been at certain points this year. You know, Leo Chenal has really come into his own this season after having a tremendous postseason last year. You've got Trent McDuffie, who, yeah, he doesn't generate a ton of interceptions, but he was still a second-team All-Pro in his first year, really playing primarily outside at the cornerback position. And then now you've got Jalen Watson back healthy on top of that. And then you've got Justin Reed and Brian Cook and an emerging rookie in Jaden Hicks at the safety spot. This Chiefs team is as balanced a team as I've seen in the Patrick Mahomes era, no question about it. I'm not saying that they're going to go out and win the Super Bowl. I certainly believe that they should be the favorite to do so. Will they? Who knows, right? They're chasing history. They are chasing a ghost, something that's never been done before, a three-peat in terms of the Super Bowl era. So will they do it? I certainly hope so, but I definitely think that they're built for something like this more so than they've ever been.
Yeah, and they also have one of my favorite players who hasn't made an impact yet from a trade with the Patriots earlier, Josh Uche.
Mm-hmm.
Uche, you know, maybe he comes in and disrupts CJ Stroud a little bit. But kind of to harp on to your previous point, Mahomes has thrown three interceptions three times back in 2018, 2020, and 2022.
And never, so he's never thrown a four interception game.
Never had a four. Three was the most. And in those games, he's 2-1 and averages 408 yards.
Yeah, games where they were just kind of slinging it, right? Those were the Legion of Zoom years where it was kind of chuck and duck football and very exciting brand of football for those Chiefs teams. And, you know, it's not quite as exciting as it once was. And maybe it becomes boring and mundane to some people. Man, I think it'll be just fine.
Greatness is boring.
Greatness is boring. As a guy who, for some reason, grew up in Kansas City, but is a Patriots fan, I was giving you flack for that earlier today. You know, at a certain point, they're going to hate you because you don't win, and then they're going to hate you because you do win. And Mahomes likes to take on that villain role to some extent, and for some reason, he's such a nice dude, but for some reason, the league cannot stand to watch that man win football games nowadays.
Yeah, and, you know, I had this argument earlier in the week. I think Monday I was talking to a coworker about football, and he was like, you know, the scramblers, like, you know, Mahomes and Josh Allen, they're more fun to watch. And I was like, I don't disagree, but I think there is a lost art of the pocket passer. And it's maybe something that I just grew accustomed to. Something with watching Brady maneuver his way in the pocket, even though he wasn't scrambling. I think there's a lost art in that.
Yeah, to some extent. And, you know, I think if you if you were to go up to Patrick Mahomes and say that he's a scrambling quarterback to the extent of Josh Allen, he would certainly take that compliment, but probably disagree with you. Mahomes is not a scrambler. He's an extender. I think there's a very strong distinction to be made there, right? Guys like Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen, right? Those guys are scramblers. Jaden Daniels is a scrambler. I would say there's guys out there, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson to some extent, right? Even Rogers. A guy like, yeah, Rogers, Justin Herbert is another one of the, right? They're extenders.
I'd even say Stroud is one of those too.
Right. Yes, I would agree with you. CJ Stroud, Jordan Love, right? Those guys, they're not going to tuck it away and run and give you 100 yards. They give you 40, right? But their biggest key with their running ability is to extend plays, right? Mahomes, he doesn't scramble outside the pocket trying to run for the first down. He's trying to buy himself more time and let his receivers get open and allow Travis Kelce to do the things that he does in the open field when the play breaks down, to find that open spot to sit in the zone and make plays, make something happen. Wait for Samaje Perine to fall down and then stand up as the ball's in midair to allow him to catch it to get a first down, right? That's what Mahomes does. And so I don't necessarily think that he's a scrambler by any stretch of the imagination, but he can make plays with his legs, no doubt about it. We'll continue to go to the text line here over the next couple of hours, 913-586-7965. We've got a ton of really good messages so far. Really do appreciate it. Continue to send them our way. We'll continue to read those here on After Hours with Logan Weber on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
I'm beginning to think that the Major League Baseball as a whole and Rob Manfred needs to mount a full-scale investigation into the Los Angeles Dodgers facility, because I think that they are secretly housing an illegal printing press and just pouring money that does not, that seemingly out of thin air. I don't understand how the Los Angeles Dodgers are continuing to sign seemingly everybody imaginable. Of course, I'm talking about a move that was made less than an hour ago. Roki Sasaki, he is the top international prospect in this year's class. He was the top remaining free agent in Major League Baseball this year, has announced that he is agreeing to a deal with the defending World Series champions. He's a 23-year-old who has been a part of the NPB, which is basically, you know, Japan's version of Major League Baseball. He is a two-time All-Star there and has an incredible, incredible stat line there. He broke a league record, 19 strikeouts in a single game. He also at one point struck out 13 straight batters in a game, which is a world record, not just an MPB record. The contract details have yet to be revealed. But good Lord, I mean, it just continues with the they have signed seemingly everybody. I don't understand. I won't get on my soapbox too much about it. I'm not going to talk a lot of Dodgers baseball on this show, but I think the deferred money thing is complete and utter BS. How that's even how that's legal in any stretch of the imagination is beyond me, right? When it's the New York Mets signing Bobby Bonilla and they're paying him $2 million a year for 40 years. Okay. That's one thing. But when you sign Shohei Ohtani to a $700 million deal and then defer all of it, something about that doesn't feel right, in my view.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly the main reason that's kept me away from baseball is the whole cap situation and having unlimited cap and doing this deferred money. You know, it's just you build stacked teams and they can never lose because they're just going to keep spending more money if you have the right owner who's willing to go above taxes and everything.
Yeah, I mean, listen to the amount of money and the number of guys who are on deferred deals right now. Of course, I mentioned Shohei Ohtani, 10 years, $700 million last season, $680 million of that in deferred payments that will stretch from 2034 to 2043. Blake Snell, who signed a five-year, $182 million deal, including $66 million in deferred payments that will stretch through July 1st of 2046. Tommy Edman, who re-signed this past offseason after he had a great postseason run. 5 years, $74 million, $25 million in deferred payments through July of 2044. Mookie Betts, 12 years, $365 million back a few years ago with $115 million in deferred money. Freddie Freeman, of his $162 million, $57 million of that in deferred money. Will Smith, $140 million deal, $50 million of which in deferred. The Dodgers have over $1 billion in deferred money through player contracts that will be paid out between 2028 and 2046. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like how the Lakers were paying Luol Deng for so long, even though he played like half a season with them. They signed him for 4 years, $72 million, and I think they were still paying him in the 2020s, like up to 2022 or so.
Yeah, there's just something about it that I can't quite get behind. You know, I've been pretty outspoken over the years about Major League Baseball and their lack of a salary cap of any kind, or a salary floor of any kind. This payroll system that benefits the great, you know, the bigger markets and more winning organizations, that makes it so hard for small market teams to win, right? And when they do win, right, it's sweet, right? It was so cool to see those Royals teams in 14 and 15 be successful the way that they were. It was so cool to watch those Rays teams in the early to mid 2000s. And then again, here in the late to, you know, late 2010s, early 2020s to go out and have the type of success that they had. To watch, you know, even the Cleveland Indians at that time go out and win a World Series was cool. But when, you know, when the Royals are walking around and trying to make the playoffs with $150, $200 million payroll, and the Dodgers are deferring, not millions, billions, with a B, billions of dollars in money that they're just, they don't, you know, we're not going to pay it right now, but we're going to pay it in 20 years. Great. I hope the Dodgers are the worst team in baseball in 20 years. That's my hope. I hope that all this deferred money ends up becoming a huge thorn in their side in the future, and they win four World Series in the next 10 years or whatever, and then they are just dust after that. Well, will it happen? I don't know.
They'll just keep deferring the money even then.
Oh, probably. Yeah, yeah. Shohei Ohtani's going to get the money the day he dies. I mean, right? They're just going to keep deferring. He's going to have to leave the deferred money in his will at this point. I just cannot understand why this is allowed to happen. All right. Well, I said I wasn't going to get on a soapbox, and then that's exactly what I did. Looking at the phone line here, a 913 says that the three interception games that Mahomes had probably include deflections off of good passes off receivers' hands. It's not outside the question. It's not unlikely, considering some of the receivers that Mahomes has had at his disposal in the past few years. Thankfully, we don't have as many issues with that anymore. 620 says Kyler Murray, scrambler. Yes, Kyler Murray is a scrambler. I will not argue that point at all. 913 says that he would argue Patrick Mahomes is actually all three. A scrambler when he has to be. Definitely an extender, but when he has a good receiving core, he can be one of the best passers, too. I mean, yeah, he's the best quarterback alive. I mean, in my opinion, whether you agree or disagree, he probably, based on the numbers, didn't deserve to be. But I don't necessarily disagree. Right? That's what I mean by his that's why he's an extender by definition. He's a scrambler when he needs to be. Yes, when he has to be one, when in the biggest moment of the game, when he's got to make something happen, he's able to do that. But I don't think that by definition makes him a scrambler. He's not a guy that's going to tuck it away on second and six when he's got a play that could be made downfield, right? There's not a lot of designed quarterback keepers for Patrick Mahomes. That is what the caliber of a guy like a Josh Allen or a Lamar Jackson or a Jalen Hurts or a Kyler Murray provides for you, right? Mahomes is an RPO quarterback. Those guys are read option quarterbacks, right? There may not be a pass option thrown in there because they're so dangerous with their legs. And obviously, he is a tremendous quarterback when he's in the pocket and when he's got time to throw. You know, the 913 said, although I will add that his accuracy is a little bit down since he hasn't really had a good receiving core for quite a while. I won't necessarily disagree with that. I think that's what gets me so excited about a playoff push is because Mahomes, he's obviously, the numbers prove it. He is a better quarterback in the postseason. And his accuracy, more so than anything. In the last three postseasons, the last three playoff runs for the Kansas City Chiefs, in 10 games, he's completing over 71% of his passes in the last three postseasons. He's thrown for 70% or better completion percentage every single year the last 3 years when it comes playoff time. So having that, along with a really good receiving core, I think opens up a world of possibilities for the Kansas City Chiefs, alongside having Kareem Hunt in the backfield. I think it would be absolutely phenomenal to have him around there, no doubt about it. I had a 913 say, I'm still concerned about Butker. My confidence level with him used to be at 95%. Now I'm at 80%. He just does not look right. And he has looked a little bit, you know, I don't want to say he's looked out of sorts, but he's looked a little bit less confident in himself, a little bit more unsure, right? There's this certain... And I don't think all players have it, right? But, I mean, think back to when we were all 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. My dad used to refer to it as, you know, you think you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof, right? Where you think nothing in the world bad can happen to me, right? I'm a high school kid. I'm turning into my own person. I'm close to an adult. I know all the right moves. And then you become an adult and you're like, damn it, my parents were right about everything, right? As a professional athlete, you kind of have to have that thought process to some extent of like, I'm one of the greatest athletes in the world. Nothing can touch me. And when you're a kicker and somebody's so reliant on your legs the way that somebody like Harrison Butker is, who to this day, according to the numbers, is the most accurate kicker in the history of the NFL because of the struggles that Justin Tucker had this year. He is now the most accurate kicker in the history of the league. And he goes down with an injury, you know, really one of the first really severe ones of his career, right? Lands him in surgery on an operating table and then on the IR for 4 weeks. You don't feel as power, you know, your superhuman ability is tested a little bit. And you know, and somebody tugged on Superman's cape a little bit and they didn't get punished for it. And so I think that for Butker, right, there might be a little bit of hesitancy of like, do I really want to get hurt again? Is my leg completely back to normal? I think he's had a couple of weeks here to get prepared. And while I don't believe it's at the same level, right, we see Patrick Mahomes every postseason when it comes playoff time in January and February, he takes it to another level. Harrison Butker does that a little bit himself, right? Harrison Butker becomes a phenomenal kicker in the postseason. He becomes guys, you know, that are mentioned in the same sentence as Gostkowski and Vinatieri and guys like that, who when it comes playoff time, when the kick matters the most in the biggest moment of the game, the biggest moment of the season, the Super Bowl, the AFC Championship game, whatever it might be, he's going to knock it down. He's got that level of confidence in his ability. And I want to say, yes, I'm probably less confident than I was in Butker, right? I would agree. I was probably 90, 95% confident in him. I'm probably closer to 85 or 90% confident in him. But it hasn't dropped that far for me. It really hasn't. You know, will that confidence level skyrocket or fall tremendously if we end up in a situation where the Chiefs have to drive the length of the field and kick a 54-yarder to win it in a game in this postseason? Yeah, I'm going to be nervous as all get out. I'd be nervous regardless. And for Harrison Butker, in every big moment of his career, he's come through. And I'm not going to express any strong thoughts or any grievances. And I'm not going to say that I'm not confident in Harrison Butker until he proves otherwise to me, right? He's never been that guy who didn't come through in the biggest moments of his career. Very similar in that respect to Patrick Mahomes. And until he does, you ride with the one that brought you. And according to the numbers, seven's the most accurate kicker in the history of this league. And until something sways another direction in the playoffs, I'm not overly concerned about Harrison Butker in the kicking game.
Well, and this isn't even like his worst year statistically speaking. Statistically speaking, 75% in 2022 was his worst year. He's still kicking at an 84% rate. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though it's down, it's not, you know, the Jake Moody level that we're seeing or saw this year,
right,
with his collapse.
Yeah, the problem is that, you know, of the misses that he had this year, three of them came in the last four games of the season, right? He missed two field goals, including one against the Broncos that would have ended the shutout, so to speak. Not that the game mattered all that much at that point in the year. And then he missed an extra point in one of those, you know, during that 3 games in 10 days stretch that the Chiefs had, or 3 games in 11 days. So I don't know. I mean, Butker has been there for the moment and every level at any point in his career. When it mattered most in the biggest games, he's there. And until he's not, I'm going to ride with the guy. I absolutely am. We got a lot more to talk about here on After Hours. We're going to be with you till 9 o'clock tonight. Logan Weber here with you. Producer for tonight's show is Jacob Mustard. You big fan of that Kendrick Lamar song?
Yes.
Just shaking his head. I felt like I had to make that joke at least once during the course of our show tonight.
Oh, yeah. I get a shout out every time it plays.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure as soon as you hear, if you're around a group of people that know who you are and that song were to come on, everybody just looks in your general direction. I have no doubt.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Well, we got a lot more to talk about here. Some other news surrounding the Kansas City Chiefs today, some injury updates, as well as one Chiefs executive making the move to the big time, making a move to a general manager of another franchise in the AFC. So we're going to talk about that. We got college football playoff and so much more to get to in the next 2.5 hours on After Hours with Logan Weber here on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new Select package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Man. What's up? It's Patrick Mahomes, and you're listening to The Home for Chiefs Football. 96.5, The Fan.
T-minus 21 or so hours until the Kansas City Chiefs kick off against the Houston Texans in the AFC divisional round of the playoffs. It's a 3:30 kickoff at Arrowhead Stadium, and I'm sure Chiefs Kingdom is waiting around with bated breath to watch that one. We've been talking Chiefs here in hour number one, along with a little bit of a tangent on the Los Angeles Dodgers just signing everybody in existence and deferring money out of seemingly thin air. Taking a look at the text line, 913 says it's complete BS to allow deferments to not count against the luxury tax in the current year. It's completely ridiculous. Wouldn't that much deferred money end up bankrupting the organization? Hopefully it does.
Oof.
We'll see. I don't know. It's certainly a possibility that's out there, but as we know, the Dodgers as an organization, they seemingly are, like I said, they're printing money. I think that they have got an illegal system set up somewhere in the facility where this stuff continues to come out of thin air, and they make it work. We're talking about Harrison Butker. We had somebody in the text line say that they have, you know, they're not overly confident in his ability. You know, it's talking about, you know, comfortable when he's healthy. The bye week probably helps him a ton. Absolutely. Talking, yeah, you know, he had that microscopic surgery that put him on IR. That surgery was on his plant leg. At a 620 number, mention that, and I think that's important to mention. It was his plant leg, not his kicking leg. So you think about as a kicker, right? Anybody who's ever, you know, kicked a football or played soccer or done anything like that, when you are in that mode, all of your momentum, all of your body weight is on one leg. That is carrying your entire existence on that one leg. And when that is, you know, when that's going on and you're having to deal with an injury concern, you know, maybe the first real major injury of your career. And while I don't know if it happens all that often, you know, you look at guys in the NBA a little bit, right? I mean, like when Derrick Rose had the torn ACL thing and he came back and he was so concerned about the risk of re-injury and all those things. He was just sort of ginger on it and all, and he just never got around to being the same caliber of player. And, you know, there's an issue there, right? And I think that he'll be okay. I really truly do believe that. And like I said during the last segment, until he proves otherwise, I'm going to have confidence in his ability. You know, somebody asked, what is his accuracy since he came back? Not 84%. Yeah, he had an 84% field goal conversion rate during the regular season. But since he came back off IR December 15th against the Browns, he's 3-for-5 from field goal range. He is 0-for-1 on field goals from 50 or longer. In that game against Cleveland, he missed a fairly short field goal, between 20 and 29 yards, and he missed it. So he's making 60% of his field goals up to this point since coming back off the injury.
On
a very small sample size, but he's 3-for-5 from field goal range, and he's 8-of-9 on extra points. So for reference, he played healthy weeks 1 through 9 before he went down with the injury and had the surgery and ended up on IR. From weeks 1 through 9 of the regular season, he was 18-of-20 from field goal range. He missed 2 kicks in the first 9 weeks of the season. He missed 2 in the last 4 weeks of the season. He missed just 1 extra point in the first 9 weeks of the season. He's missed 1 in the 4 weeks that he's come back since the injury. So, yeah, missing as many field goals in 4 weeks as you did in 9 and missing as many extra points in 4 weeks as you did in 9 certainly is a concerning trend. But as I said, he's had plenty of opportunity here to get healthy. He's had this month or so to kind of get himself acclimated in games where he wasn't required to make a big-time kick in a moment like that, when he's always kind of gravitated towards some of those moments. I don't know. We could talk about Harrison Butker till we're blue in the face, and everybody's going to have a different opinion on it. My opinion, I'm not too concerned about Harrison Butker right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's always subconscious confidence in yourself and in his scenario, his plant leg, you know, and when both of those, when he's missed as many field goals, like you said, in the past 4 weeks as he had the previous amount of the season mm-hmm. before injury, you know, that can potentially get to him, but the great ones have a very short-term memory, and if the Harrison Butker that we know is going to come back for the playoffs, he's going to have to forget about all of his recent struggles, put that confidence back in the leg, and just go out there and kick the ball.
I think he'll be able to do it. I really do, especially when it comes to him in the postseason. When the lights are the brightest, he shines the brightest. That's just how he's been his entire career. Had an 816 say two things here, Mr. Logan. Mister. Wow. I feel a little bit
You're not old enough for that.
I don't think I am. You know, my lower back tightened the moment I read that. The Chiefs need to go out and just beat the brakes off the Texans tomorrow. Put up a 50 spot and let the rest of the league know. Oh, dear God, that would be awesome. That would be fun. I would thoroughly enjoy that. You know, I was scrolling Twitter earlier today, and Alex Gold, of course, from Cody and Gold here, middays on 96.5 The Fan, had a great tweet from a few years ago that popped up on the timeline. It was when Chiefs were hosting a home playoff game, and I think it might have been against the Texans back in 2021. And they put up so many points, so many scoring drives, that Arrowhead Stadium ran out of fireworks. And they couldn't shoot off fire like for the rest of the game. They couldn't shoot off their, they had no more fireworks to shoot off in celebration after a score. So could that happen again? I would love to see that replicated again. We'll have to wait and see. He says, we're not here to play with anybody. He says, second, the Dodgers are like the government, man. They just print money and worry about it later. Yeah, that's probably right. I'm not going to argue that point. Certainly not going to get into the weeds of the government by any stretch of the imagination. 816 said he did ruin Andy's no shutout streak in Kansas City, though. That's true. That was kind of a bummer. That one was sad to see, you know, but in a game that was pretty inconsequential is what it is. 913 says his missed PAT came on a 15-yard penalty. Of course, that was the Xavier Worthy celebration where he did like they did the Grinch celebration and then seemingly, you know, pulled a candy cane from his belt loop in Christmas fashion. That certainly didn't, you know, it didn't bode all that well. You know, he says he's 913 says he's buckling that plant leg, which he's never seen before. Yeah, he's been super confident in that leg for most of his career, but now he's seen it. It's injured, right? He's seen that, you know, okay, he's not superhuman. He's not invincible. Injuries are going to happen, and he's just got to overcome that and be confident in his ability and what he can provide as a kicker and a reliable weapon on this Chiefs offense. And I think he's able to do that. And I think he's got guys around him that can provide him with that level of confidence. We got a few more messages to get to in the text line. You can continue to send us messages. 913-586-913. I'll repeat it again. 913-586-7965. We're here till 9 o'clock and we will be reading those messages throughout. Logan Weber here on this Friday evening with our producer Jacob Mustard here on After Hours on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to 96.5 The Fan from the Mission Plumbing Heating and Cooling Studios.
Joe Tooney is going to start at left tackle tomorrow. Jalen Watson officially activated off of injured reserve. He is a go for the divisional round game against the Houston Texans. So a lot of good news for the Kansas City Chiefs today. But, you know, it can't always be bright and shiny and good, even in Chiefs Kingdom. And, you know, a move that is certainly disappointing if you're a Chiefs fan, but you certainly have to be happy for the individual. Kansas City Chiefs assistant general manager Mike Borgonzi has officially reached an agreement on a 5-year contract to become the new general manager of the Tennessee Titans. So he will be through with Tennessee through 2029, barring whatever you might see. Borgonzi has been with the Chiefs for 16 years, dating back to 2008, 2009. He started out, you know, very low in the organization and worked his way up through scouting and player personnel and things of that nature. He spent the last few years as Brett Veach's right-hand man and will now be in charge of the Tennessee Titans organization, replacing Ran Carthen, who had the position for 2 years and was then fired. Borgonzi's been the assistant GM in Kansas City since 2021. He was the director of football ops for 3 years before that and was the director of player personnel in 2017 prior to even that, and was a started out in 2009 as their college scouting administrator and just, again, slowly worked his way up the ranks and started out his career at Boston College, where he played and then became an assistant recruiting coordinator for the Golden Eagles and then, of course, made his way to Kansas City. You know, Brett Veach said he's one of the hardest working men in the business and deserved this opportunity. Borgonzi is going to have, you know, he's going to have a lot at stake with him taking on this role with the Tennessee Titans. And of course, that begins with them having the number one overall pick in the draft. What do they elect to do with it? Right? There's going to be a huge decision that must be made. I don't think you stick with Will Levis at this point. I think that his time in Tennessee is probably done with, I think it's fair to say. So is it Cam Ward at number one out of Miami? Is it Shedeur Sanders at number one? Who is the guy that you slot in to go for the number one overall pick? Or do you try to go after maybe the best overall player in the draft and you pick Travis Hunter, number one overall, and use his dynamic potential as a two-way guy? I think he'll, for me, Travis Hunter is he's a corner in the National Football League. I think he's a guy you can use in gadget formations and use sparingly on offense, but he's not going to play 50 snaps on offense and 50 snaps on defense every single game for 18 weeks in the NFL. I just don't see it. I think that the Titans have a quarterback problem. They need to find a guy. They thought it might be Will Levis out of Penn State a couple of years ago. It did not work. I think that he needs a new scene. I think that the Titans need to find somebody else. And now you want to talk about, I mean, you're a Patriots fan. So, I mean, you talk about what the NFL looked like, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, Jacob, with so many former Patriots coaches and executives that became head coaches and general managers and other, you know, player, other director of player personnel and so many other roles within other organizations. The Chiefs are now that they're that team now. They're that organization. They're, Borgonzi now becomes the fourth former Chiefs front office person to become a general manager under Andy Reid and the Brett Veach tree. You've got Chris Ballard over in Indianapolis. Of course, you've got Brett Veach. You've got Borgonzi now with the Titans, and you've got Ryan Poles with the Chicago Bears. Unbelievable that those three guys were in some way, shape, or form attached to the Brett Veach era with the Kansas City Chiefs and are now leading organizations of their own. Absolutely unreal what the Chiefs have been providing across the league. We've seen Matt Nagy get his opportunity to be a head coach in this league and now could have an opportunity again. Who knows, right? Steve Spagnuolo is being interviewed for jobs. But, you know, I mean, that's the New York Jets have interviewed. Basically, I'm surprised you and I haven't gotten a call to interview for the Jets job at this point. In fact, one of my favorite things that I've seen on Twitter this week, the New York Jets interviewed a Mike Greenberg for their head coaching job. And if you're unfamiliar with the name, you know, Mike Greenberg is a huge ESPN radio guy, you know, Mike and Mike in the Morning, which I grew up watching and listening to religiously as a kid who was just enamored with sports. He's a giant Jets fan, grew up in New York. He's a huge Jets fan. And obviously that was not the Mike Greenberg that they interviewed, but he's like, this is the greatest tweet in Jets franchise history. This is my favorite tweet the Jets have ever put out, that they interviewed a guy named Mike Greenberg. So we got a lot more to get to here in hour number two. We'll continue to look at our text line, 913-586-7965. Had a 913 say, didn't Levis come out of Kentucky rather than Penn State? Yes and no. Okay, Will Levis played 2 years at Penn State and then transferred to Kentucky. He started out his career playing for Coach James Franklin and the Nittany Lions. I am an Iowa fan, for those who don't know, and so I gravitate towards the Big Ten. I know Will Levis most vividly from his time playing at Penn State. He could have played against Iowa his senior year at the University of Kentucky, but he opted out of the bowl game that year. So yes, he came out of Kentucky, went to the NFL from Kentucky, but he was at Penn State prior to that. So that's where the affiliation kind of lies in my head. Hour number two of After Hours coming your way next here on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.